Church and Sunday School for pagans?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
Right here in our backyard of Cincinnati, Ohio, there's a church known as the St. John's Covenant of Unitarian Universalist Pagans. The third and fourth grade Sunday school class once studied about a pagan goddess, the so-called Queen of May. According to one of the kids in the class, and as reported in the local newspaper, the goddess blesses all kinds of love. There's no limit to the kinds of love there can be. The goddess said you could say yes to the kind of love you want and no to the ones you don't want. Then they celebrated the pagan holiday, Beltane, with a traditional maypole dance right on the front lawn of the church. Actually, there's no difference between this church and the pagan worshippers we read about all through Scripture. Remember, when the people turned to pagan worship, God judged them. Of course, this church opposes the literal creation position held by our Ministry of Answers in Genesis. They also aggressively defend evolution, which is exactly the foundation of their pagan rituals. Yet another evil fruit of evolutionary teaching.
Is the global warming issue somehow connected to the history presented in Genesis? For some intriguing answers, request our brand new DVD on global warming. It's one of the hot topics during this election time. Just send us a donation of any size and we'll send this DVD to you. Call toll-free 888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or go to the web, answersoffer.org.